Rob in North Belfast. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning to Jim. First of all, the last comment in relation to your weight, I just think it's ridiculous, to be quite frank, and there's no need to stoop down there to that level because you're making observations and what's happening at the council level. But, you know, on a more, I suppose, I've laughed this morning. I think it's the first time I've laughed for half an hour straight at the Nolan Show. I thought I was listening to a perforated ulcer on a Saturday morning, listening to this. I think that the brand is horrendous, and it is only my opinion. It is subjective. But I do think £50,000 for this is absolutely ridiculous. Jim gets excited by it. Well, it mustn't take a lot for Jim to get excited. There's nothing in that logo that says to me, I should be extremely proud of Belfast. I am extremely proud of Belfast. I love this city. Love every part of it. Love the people. And I don't think you'll get anywhere else in the north. You'll get a better place. But the logo, Stephen, it's horrendous. I mean, we talked about...
But why are you saying it's horrendous? Why?
Well, let me tell you why. There's no individuality to it. There's nothing that connects to me that says that this is Belfast. I wouldn't be proud to send that around the world as a reflection of Belfast. And we talk about the money. Let's talk for a brief second about the money. We're talking about £50,000. We're talking about school kids. And I know it's completely off subject, but it's related. Talk about school kids living on, 52p a day or something. If you took that money into a school and you said to kids, listen, I want you to come up with a vision for Belfast, a logo, something that describes Belfast to you. There was no public consultation done on it.
Jim, was there a public consultation done on it?
Well, a number of people were consulted, including many organisations. And as far as we were concerned, the design that was brought before us and it had been changed a few times was dynamic and it was flexible and it was adoptable. And
Jim, you have a book.
We wanted to ensure, Rob, that it could be easily used by city partners, yet recognisably internationally.
One thing, please, let me ask you this, right? City Matters goes out to every house in Belfast City, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Right. Why not put in the City Matters one page saying, Belfast City Council want to create a logo. We want your ideas. Send them in to us. Send your pictures in. Put a committee together. Start to go through them. Have a selection process. And let the people of Belfast actually design the logo that they can identify with. Would that not have been a good idea, Jim?
Well, Rob, that's why we're elected. With 60 councillors in Belfast, and we're there to take decisions. Sometimes they're the right decisions, sometimes they're not. We have difficult decisions to make.
But would you not agree that that would have been a good idea, Jim?
You could do the same about leisure centres. You could bring...
We're not talking about leisure centres.
No,
we're talking about the logo of Belfast.
It's not just about the logo. People then would say, why were we not properly consulted in where the new leisure centres were going to go in Belfast?
Jim, don't deflect. About the logo?
It's not just about the logo. It's on a whole wide range of issues.
Logo is our brand.
Like people talking about...
The when the Lord Mayor sent letters all around the world, that's going to be one of the brands.
Said to me yesterday, why didn't the city of Belfast have a referendum on the new logo? Now, that's how ridiculous it becomes.
It is, but I don't think it's a ridiculous assertion to say, look, City Matters, which hits every house in Belfast City, let's put it out for consultation. Let's see the kids sending in their artwork. Let's see adults as well sending in their artwork. Let's have a selection committee for a day.
That's one possibility.
That within a day.
Yeah, that's one possibility, Rob.
£50,000.
That's one possibility. But as Jim Rogers says, you elect them to take decisions, and they have sat together as a council, and they've taken a decision. That's what you elect them to do. Now, Stephen Roycroft, you are a managing director for an advertising agency. Which agency, Stephen?
It's RLA Advertising, Stephen.
Okay, and you like this? You're positive about it. Tell us why.
I am positive about it. Now, I would also like to record that I've only seen one single image of it, so I can't have a strong view on whether £50,000 was a good investment in it, because I don't know what all extensions that covers. I assume that it has a very broad level of extensions, and it probably is a very good investment, and I think the gym and whoever else was procuring that that artwork there have probably put a, has been a great a high degree of due diligence in order to ensure the maximum mileage they'll get out of it. So fair play, I'm sure, on that regard. Looking at it as one single piece at the moment, I think that a logo is never, ever looked at or very rarely looked at in isolation. It's always in the context of the print material or the event or the letter that it's appearing on or anything else. So therefore, that is incumbent upon whoever is crafting the rest of the communication to make sure that it works with it, that it is correct for the context that it's in. I think looking at it, it's got a very positive contemporary look. It looks optimistic. I think it's got.
Hold on, because with respect, I marketing teams do this all over the world where they attribute labels to things. Why does the shape of that, or indeed the look of that, look optimistic? What's optimistic about it?
Okay, well, I didn't design it, so therefore all I can just interpret.
But you're saying it's optimistic in your eyes. Why?
Yes, that's the answer I'm trying to give you, Stephen. The interpretation I'm taking from it there is it can be like arms in the air. It can be this like the flash of lights or fireworks. It's got lines that extend out from the center, which are ordinarily something which, if it isn't something more sinister, is something which is associated with joy and with exclamation and with positivity. And that's just genuinely, again, you're seeking subjectivity today.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're receiving mine. It is. I think it's a positive energy in it. I assume when I look at it, if that was a logo that came to me from my designers to suggest that can we use it for other things, I would imagine there's a high degree of versatility in that. I would dare say there are colourways in it that it will work with other colours, because those very distinctive lines, that very distinctive footprint of that logo, I can only assume...
What's distinctive about it?
Well, the lines, the angles, the relationship at where it bears to the typography. The typography breaks out of the corners of the edges. There's some very, very strong signatures.
You say it breaks out of the corners of the edges. Other people would say it doesn't fit.
Yes,
the typography doesn't fit within it.
Other people, they will, and maybe they're waiting to have that conversation with you now, and I look forward to listening to it. But I believe that there is a contemporary thing. I mean, I'm evangelizing about this whenever I didn't design it. I would love to have designed it, and I would love to.
Why didn't you pitch?
The invoice out for it.
Why didn't you pitch?
Well, I have a vested interest in. We do work for Newry, the Business Improvement District. Having said that, now I have a vested interest from in my own history. I was one of the co-writers of the Belfast Better Believer campaign about 12 years ago at my previous agency, which I was at for.
And Stephen, given the fact that you are a marketing professional, can you help me with this? When we asked Belfast City Council, is the old logo still in use? They said yes. The new brand identity will gradually replace the Belfast B. Replacing an old logo, is that the norm?
Yes, that's 100% norm.
Why?
The reason why is that there's been a £50,000 investment in the development of the new logo. There may require a £200,000 spend across all the stakeholders and everything else, while stationery is run down, signage is slowly removed as those contracts are put in place. It is logistically and sometimes financially impossible to immediately flash bang change a logo right across the board. British Airways have phased in stuff before. Virgin have phased in stuff before, because it is not practically or fiscally viable sometimes to immediately, with one flick of a switch, to completely rebrand.
But does that not in itself then, and I'm learning today, so thank you, does that not in itself cause confusion if in some places in Belfast there's the old logo and in other places there's the new logo?
Stephen, I live for the day where the public are waiting for every single piece of communication I put out and interpret it with such assiduously trying.
Well, it's either important or it's not.
No, it is, of course it's important, but what it is not necessarily important to the beholder. What I do for a living is I try and tell people what they want, what they need to hear, what they want to hear, not what I necessarily want to say. Nobody's driving down the logo going, God, I saw a different logo 3 miles up the road. They won't absorb it like that. I wish they did. That would be a very positive day for our industry.
Well, there you go, Paul Martin. So Stephen, the managing director of an advertising agency, is saying this logo is dynamic, and he sees it as people holding their hands up in the air.
It's really interesting to hear, obviously, from a professional about that. It's kind of like getting too... It's overthinking the project. These redesign and branding and marketing people, they tend to do this. They're so good at what they do, they can't see the woods for the trees sometimes, because what they fail to realise is there's no emotion in it, there's no sexiness to it, there's going to be no emotional connection. It's for this logo. I feel like we're on an arts program now, but to me, this logo is devoid of any emotion. And if you don't have an emotion or something that people can relate to, you can't expect them to buy into it. And this logo is for the people. It's not for the really talented guy who does great marketing campaigns. It's not for me in the media. Or it's not for you. This is for the common person. That when they're looking at a logo that sums up their city, they can say, yes, that sums up my city. To do that, you have to touch an emotional nerve. Okay. It's the same in journalism. You have to touch people emotionally.
Well, now, hold on a second, because now we've been contacted by the marketing director of Belfast City Airport, Katie Best, who's been working on this for 18 months. Morning to you, Katie.
Morning, Stephen.
18 months to come up with this.
Yeah, I think, Stephen, I just wanted to make a bit of a comment about the process and about the very broad involvement that there's been across Belfast in putting this together. I think it's very easy to focus on the logo and the design output, but it's probably worth just reminding ourselves what Belfast City Council have attempted to do and have brought a number of stakeholders along with them. I think, you know, for any city that wants to be a global player and wants to be competitive, having a positioning and having a narrative and having a platform that helps people right across the city express what makes it special is really important. And that's been a really collaborative process, and I think that's really important. The end product has to be something that is simple and is flexible, and Jim's touched upon that. In fact,
not simple.
You know, I think the fact that Jim has been so outspoken and so positive about it, it's probably demonstrated just how far we've come in terms of
what is one second, Katie,
and the executive.
But Katie, you say
understanding how important it is. How we communicate.
Yes, but Katie,
what we are.
Yeah, but you say there's a narrative. So what is the narrative behind this campaign?
Well, I mean, the narrative...
What is the story?
The narrative can be a number of things, and I think you just need to look at the breadth of the stakeholders that have been involved.
Simple message, Katie. What is the story? What is the narrative? You know, the BBC uses this word narrative all the time. And I'm not too sure ordinary people use it. So what is the story of Belfast now? What's the new story that this logo and this campaign is saying? Let's give her a chance to finish.
There are underlying themes around vitality and energy. And different stakeholders will use that in different ways. I think the important thing that we remember is that, you know, we're looking to ensure that people want to live in Belfast, they want to invest in Belfast, they want to visit Belfast. And so you've got a number of people and a number of organisations in different guises whose jobs and whose livelihoods depend upon making sure that the city is a success. So ensuring that we have something that provides commonality in how we communicate is important.
But we had that commonality in the last logo, in the Belfast B logo. We had that commonality. So what new, fresh thinking does this new campaign bring?
Well, I think Belfast City Council have been fairly brave and demonstrated that we are in a new era. I mean, we've come a long way since 8 years ago. I think there's been a huge amount of learning in terms of what we all need to do to position ourselves to ensure that, Belfast is somewhere that, people see in a positive light, whether that's here at home or much
further afield. And do you think this logo says that?
I think that the whole place positioning work that has been done, that's had broad stakeholder buy-in, will work. I think there'll be an evolution. I think the number of organisations that have got behind it and have started rolling it out demonstrates that this is the sort of this is work that needs to be done, and this is something that the City Council have led on, and that's exactly what we would seek to see from our City Council in terms of showing leadership.
And in terms of, because George Best City Airport, who you're representing today, you're the managing director.
And the commercial director.
Commercial director, okay.
Stephen.
I nearly promoted you there, Katie. is it your understanding that red is now the colour of the city, or do you think if you're using this logo, you can use it in any colour?
I think that goes back to the importance of the process and the flexibility there is around what there is in terms of the design output.
So
and the
is there flexibility? Is red? Is it your understanding as one of the key stakeholders that red is the colour, or can it be any colour?
There is flexibility within the colour palette.
Right, so it can be any colour?
Within the colour palette that has been put forward.
What colours are available?
That's a question for the design team.
But you're one of the stakeholders, surely, that's going to use this. And it's already being used. So has there not been a communication to the stakeholders to say, look, these are the colours you can use?
Yes, there are brand guidelines.
So what colour is the airport going to use?
I think one of the things that questions that's been asked about rollout and about the evolution is really about stakeholders being able to use the brand and the design in a way that fits with their own identities. And you've got very diverse partners who use it in different ways.
So,
I think one of the really positive things about this is that if you do have stakeholders right across the city who are willing to incorporate the Belfast brand into their own visual communications, then that's really where you start to see a collaborative piece, and you have people investing right across the city, much broader than Belfast City Council, in something. And, you know, that's really where the whole piece will build up, and it will start to grow and evolve. And if you look at the success of 2012 and what Tourism NI did and the civic pride that was generated, that was really because there were stakeholders right across Northern Ireland who embraced that and took it on board.
That's really
what success looks like for a project like this.
Again, you know, I'm confused today, but it's clearly because of my ignorance. I thought with a marketing campaign and a logo that colour is quite powerful, that a colour aligned to a logo or a marketing message is quite important. But clearly not. You know, football teams have colours. That's part of their brand. When I think of some of the massive companies, you know, Virgin, for example, is associated with red, isn't it? We saw the power of colour in Yellow Pages, and yet we don't have a colour associated with our brand campaign, according to you.
No, there are brand guidelines around colour, and I think one of the things we need to be aware of is there is a vast complexity to you know, coming up with an identity for a city, and anything that is to be as collaborative as this piece of work does require transferability and flexibility for as broad a number of stakeholders as possible to take it on. And I think that's really important. You know, you can't confuse, you know, something like being able to create a positioning or a narrative for a city with, you know, a product like Coca-Cola, which is one simple product. I think that flexibility piece is key.
Okay, let's see what some of our callers are saying this morning. Ryan, morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead, Ryan. What do you think?
I think at the start of the conversation, there was a lot of talk about, you know, the actual look and feel of things. And I don't think that's right to talk about that because, like you said, it's always going to be subjective. I think where Katie's into, it's getting a lot more sensible. My thought on this is I used to own a design company. I'm now in marketing. And I've sat at both sides of the table what you're dealing with here is a destination brand, and it's a very difficult thing to do, like Katie said, because you're dealing with a very wide target market. So what I think the guys have come up with there is something that is simple and flexible. And when things are simple and flexible, they're adaptable, so people can use them more. My sort of thing around...
What's your instinct when you've looked at this, Ryan?
My personal opinion from looking at it, I think it looks modern. I mean, you could argue that it does have a bit of energy to it, that it's a bit of an explosion, which maybe not the best thing to associate Belfast with. But the bigger thing for me is, and I think this is what we should be talking about, when you're talking about brands, we're not talking about logo.
Okay, Ryan,
logo's
thank
a very
you.
Very small part.
Thank you, Ryan. Here's Jim in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Stephen. I hope you're good. My point, Stephen, the talk about the £50,000, I had a wee look at it. I don't think it's great. It doesn't excite me. I don't get it, to be quite honest. You know, and I would point to other people, the other logos that people use, and even Whitewell Metropolitan Church have a fantastic one on at the minute. Alive Belfast, that gets you excited. You know, what do we have? Something that doesn't
we have a brand statement saying energy unleashed. That's quite an exciting statement.
You had the commercial
not?
Director on of the city airport. She didn't even know when you asked her two questions. She says, "Oh yes, I think you can change it. I think you can do it." I would say you couldn't, but that's neither here nor there. They've got it badly wrong. They haven't learned any lessons. But my question is, it's £50,000 for that. How much is a projected expenditure to change all the signs, all the stationery, all the paraphernalia behind it? What's it going to cost?
I don't know.
About £150,000.
It's a good question. We'll try to find out for you. Jerry Lennon thank you, Jim. Jerry Lennon from Visit Belfast. Well, what's happening today, Jerry, is there's a range of opinions, people supporting it, people not. That's going to happen when there's anything new brought into any type of marketing campaign.
Stephen, good morning. Thank you for taking the call. And you're dead right. And I've been listening to parts of the conversation, and I'd just like to make a couple of points, if I may. First of all is congratulations to the council and Alderman Rogers for taking the initiative to actually have a look at what Belfast means to people. How do we communicate that to the world? And in particular, the collaborative nature with which they went about this, and we've been part of it in Visit Belfast. The second point is, I would say, I'll remind people that, look, you know, Belfast is competing on a global stage for investment, for students, for visitors, and we don't have the budgets that large cities have. So therefore, we need some sort of device, platform, that allows all the organisations and agencies that are involved in marketing the city to work together so that our budgets are coordinated and integrated, and that's what this does.
Do you not think,
just let me get a couple of points across just to cover all the bases, and then I'll take a few questions. Third point is £50,000. I understand that's a large amount of money, but when you consider that, you know, 1.7 million people visited the city last year, tourism contributes nearly £500 million to the local economy, sustaining 18,000 jobs. Spending £15,000 and making sure that our marketing is right, that our communication of our city.
Tell you what, Jerry, because we're going to the news. Stay there, and I'll give you more time.